Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Weekend, 6,000 season ticket holders, and then there might be some more with healthcare workers. So you could get 7,000-8,000 fans. It's only going to be about 10% full. It still could be the best crowd ever at Lambeau Field because everybody that's there is going to want to be there. It's been a complaint of mine when I go to some of these Packer games. Some of these people have had season tickets forever. They can't let them go. They leave in the third quarter. They don't let you stand up in front of them. This could actually be, even with 7,000 fans, the best crowd ever in Lambeau Field history.
Just because there's people there?
Because everybody's going to want to be there.
Right.
You're not going to have...
down in front guy? Well,
oh, Jerry, I've had season tickets since they played at City Stadium.
No, they'll still be
there. But I got to leave before the traffic gets bad.
Yeah. They'll still be there. That'll still be there.
Packers-Rams, 3:35 Saturday. Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, back on the show. Eric, good to talk to you. Good weekend coming up. I think that when we look at this Packers-Rams game to start, I mean, the Rams are banged up. The Packers are a better team. How do the Rams win this weekend, this game? I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, right, counting on turnovers against the Packers is a tough one, too. And the thing about the Rams defensively is somebody pointed this out on Twitter, and I wish I could remember who to give credit to, but their red zone defense on the road has been abysmal this year. For some reason, it just hasn't traveled. It hasn't worked away from home. So, you know, I get it. Like, do they have a special teams advantage? Maybe. Do they have a run game that could sort of hurt the Packers here and there? Absolutely. But when you start adding up the different combinations it would take for them to kind of pull this off, it's going to take a heroic defensive effort. It's going to take a big swing play or two on special teams, and it's going to take them not being awful in the passing game. I mean, it's just a lot of adding up to where, like you guys, I think the Packers are the better team. The Rams are good, but this is not a great matchup for them, I don't think.
I'm a little nervous just because of the Rams' pass rush, just because of what they did against Russell Wilson. Now, I get that the Packers' offensive line has been great this season, but without David Bakhtiari, with some COVID concerns, of course, do you think that the Packers will be able to run their regular offense? Do you think they're going to have to use more double teams, maybe more chips? Like, how do they keep those? Like, we're talking about Aaron Donald, but like nobody's talking about Leonard Floyd and some of the other pass rushers they have, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can use some 12 personnel, and you can, you know, get a little bigger without sacrificing your passing game weapons, obviously. And so, you know, there are obviously ways to do it, I think. And yeah, it's simply with Aaron Donald, it's not a case of, oh, well, you can just run the ball to slow down that rush. That's not the full thing, because he obviously penetrates and disrupts and, you know, throws everything into chaos. Your blocking scheme gets messed up. And he's a good run defender, too. So that's not exactly a perfect solution for it. But I think they can obviously change up the timing a little bit. Aaron's so good at manipulating that, especially at home. You know, they obviously know that their strength is probably a little more on the interior at this point than the outside, and kind of slant their protections a certain way.
Packers have the Rams this weekend. Should they win, it will be either the Saints or the Buccaneers. I look at both of those teams. I think the Packers can beat both. part of me, though, my brain sees, like, I can envision Tom Brady coming here, and in his first NFC try, he's back in the Super Bowl. Or even Drew Brees, who can't throw more than 12 yards, but I can see those, like, white Saints jerseys running down the field with the breath coming out of their mouth, celebrating and shocking the Packers. How much of the favorite are the Packers to be the representative in the NFC to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were probably the favorite the second they got the, you know, the only bye. I mean, I think people are went into this new playoff format kind of wondering what the advantage would be. Is it significant? Well, it's hard to really know because we only have the 1 year example, but you know, those in years past, those 1 and 2 seeds obviously had a pretty clear edge, even if they didn't always take care of business. So I think it magnifies a little bit this year. And, you know, are they far and away the best team in the NFC side? Maybe not, but given the way the landscape is matched up and, you know, getting to play at home and possibly, I understand Saturday may not be a terrible weather game, but who knows what it's going to be like 10 days from now. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you guys are different than I am, but I'm like that. I see Brady kind of winning that game and after losing the first two against Tampa, the second one in terrible fashion.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like the Browns with the Steelers, right? It was sort of two, you know, totally different games. I could see the third one coming out in a shocking result and Brady just lighting up the Saints.
You see, Eric, we always do this like with Minnesota or Chicago, like, oh man, I really don't want to see the Bears in the playoffs, even though, you know, we're confident we could beat the Bears. It's tough to beat a team three times in the same season. But I really like Tampa Bay this weekend. Do you believe in that? Like, it's hard. I mean, obviously, there's some truth to it, but do you believe it's really that tough to beat the same team three times? Because we've seen it, you know, the last couple of years now.
We have, but somebody pointed out, too, and again, it's another one of those things you see on Twitter and you forget who said it or whatever, but, you know, teams that are 2-0 against an opponent and then face them a third time, I think actually have a pretty good record. I want to say in their last 20, it's something like 13-7. So, you know, it's not as if – I mean, obviously, you might expect it to be a little more slanted, but yeah, there's something about this Tampa Bay team that interests me. I went into the year very mixed on them. I kind of thought, yes, they'll be better offensively because of the more possessions, not turning the ball over like 40 times like Jameis did last year.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't know if they were ready for prime time defensively. It sounds like they've gotten a lot better, or it seems like they've gotten better on that side of the ball. So I don't know. I don't know that the previous two matchups are going to have a whole lot of effect on what happens in this weekend's game, but I just sort of feel like Tampa's a little more dangerous right now.
Bart and I, we're also Browns fans. That's the AFC team that we chose a couple of years back. Do you think there's any chance that they could be – that you think there's any chance that they're able to hang with Kansas City? I mean, the Chiefs are 9.5, 10-point favorites in this game, but they haven't covered a spread in a long time. They haven't played their best football in the last couple months. Do you think the Browns could hang with them if they run the football the way that they have the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, part of me obviously thinks, well, they get their head coach back, and that's always a good advantage to have, right? And you get your, you know, 2/5 of your secondary back, too, with Kevin Johnson and Denzel Ward. They're healthy. At the same time, I'm trying not to buy too much into the, well, the Chiefs haven't covered much lately angle, because I've heard other people bring it up, and I've said to myself, okay, fine, but we know what they're capable of doing.
Are they just bored playing down to competition?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's so they can crank it up so quickly. And I'm maybe a tiny bit worried about the Chiefs defensively. Like, I think they're a little shy on bodies. They've had to move D lineman to linebacker and, you know, sort of shuffle people around a little bit. Hasn't always worked out, but I wouldn't be shocked if they come into the playoffs and are ready to go and start cranking up those 35, 40, 45 point games pretty soon.
You know, if I didn't have a rooting interest in the Packers, the game I'd be the most jacked for is Buffalo and the Ravens. I think that's going to be a very good game because it's going to be a very interesting game. I don't know who's the favorite there. The Bills at home, so that is nice. But Lamar Jackson's looked really well, been playing really well. The Bills, they've got one running back, and they haven't been able to run the football this year. But they've got such a good passing attack, and Josh Allen's been great. What do you see Saturday night for that outcome?
It's funny how you set it up because I've done two other shows this week where one host brought it in and said, Eric, you know, the way the Bills are playing, you know, you've got to think they're the clear favorites against the Ravens. Did a show about 5 hours later where the guy said, look, I don't know who's stopping the Ravens, but it's not the Bills. And it was funny to me because I didn't know which side I was going at that point. I didn't know who,
which team.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the point. It's a close matchup, I think, in a lot of ways. But from other perspectives, either Buffalo is going to go in there and, you know, blow their doors out, or Baltimore waltzes up there and has a field day. So that's the thing with two teams that are this explosive, and the Ravens can do it with the run game, they can do it with play action, they can do it with Lamar Jackson, you know, creating. You know, the Bills, at least, I mean, I would say like you did, they kind of have slightly fewer ways to do it, I think, but Allen is such a difference maker. I think Patrick Queen's going to be in for a long day trying to deal with the physicality of Allen and what they can do up front. They still can run the ball a little bit, but you're right. It's mostly through the air, and it's mostly exploiting, you know, the linebackers and kind of throwing the ball right over their heads. So I guess I'm slightly leaning Buffalo, but it would not stun me at all if the Ravens won.
We're very focused on the playoffs, of course. There's other news happening in the league. Urban Meyer to Jacksonville, Robert Saleh to New York. Who do you think is a more successful tenure of those two? I guess I could mention Art Smith and the Falcons, but nobody knows who he is
or cares.
Right.
Or cares. It's Robert Saleh and the Jets. It's Urban and the Jaguars. Who's got a better tenure ahead?
Yeah, and you know the situations kind of mirror each other in a lot of ways, in that they're, you know, the first two picks of the draft. They're 1-2 in cap space. You know, both have picks out the wazoo after that. Both are going to be competing for some of the same players this offseason too, not only in the draft, but in free agency. So it really, you know, obviously night and day in terms of, you know, location, totally different situations as far as development. I think the Jaguars have a little more existing talent right now, a little more clearer picture to respectability. But boy, I mean, it is going to be interesting to mirror those two teams in 5 years, the decisions they made at 1-2 head coach. Robert Saleh comes with a lot of people's recommendations. He's very well praised around the league. There was a belief that maybe he was a little too stubborn in how he called games defensively, but I think from a leadership standpoint, from a, you know, kind of a guy who can command the room, there's no doubt he's that. If you've ever heard him talk or, you know, ever sort of heard him in front of his players, you can tell there's a strong level of respect. So I think that'll serve him well. With Urban, though, the question is he going to be that kind of CEO type? And how hands-on is he going to be? If they just sort of stick with Trent Baalke as GM, I kind of worry about the roster a little bit. I would love somebody who could stand up to Urban and say, no, this is the better player. We got to take this guy, and here's why. As opposed to somebody who, you know, was with Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco, had some issues with him there, didn't really seem to work out. I mean, I'm just worried about the potential power structure there, but I think Urban can coach. All this talk about, well, he's not in college and he can't recruit 85 guys, and he'll figure out a way. Maybe not right away, but he's a good football coach who will, I think, will have a better year two than a year one.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you think he's going to surround himself with a bunch of like guys that have obviously coached in the pros? Like for example, with play calling with Trevor Lawrence, I just wonder what an Urban Meyer offense would look like. Like, who do you think he's going to bring on this staff?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I mean, obviously people have mentioned, you know, some of his past assistants at Ohio State could end up being key guys on his staff. Who his OC is, I don't know. But, I mean, there'll be some elements of the spread option, I think. I really think, you know, because Trevor Lawrence's running ability, is assuming they pick him, is really an underrated quality of his game. I mean, people talk so much about the arm talent. I get why. And he's this big strapping guy and all that, and he makes quick decisions. But, you know, he changes games when he takes off, too. I mean, that's an element that I think is really strong in his game, much like Josh Allen. Do I think he's going to motor and plow through D-lines? No, but I think he's a tough kid, and I think that'll be an element that won't go overlooked in his game. So I haven't really heard, you know, I mean, maybe Kerry Coombs comes over, you know, and joins his staff. I don't know what his contract is. And, you know, I'm sure there's some guys in the league that have been with him who have experience, not named Mike Vrabel.
Eric, good stuff. Eric Edholm, follow him on Twitter, Yahoo Sports as well. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again.
All right. See you guys.
Eric Edholm joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, there's just one thing you need to do. You need to breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. I want to tell you about Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Great deals on the improvements that you are ready to do on the exterior of your home. Windows, siding, doors, they can do that all for you. They'll come out, do a consultation, figure out what is best for you, what is best for your home. That is of no cost. And then when they come to do the installation, buy one, get one on the windows, and you don't have to pay them anything for a full year. Some really incredible offers to make this affordable for you at Window Select. And another thing that's going to be more affordable for you in the long run is you will have lower heating and cooling bills. What happens a lot of time, especially in these older homes or these older windows, they deteriorate. They leak. Windows can leak. Look around the house. See if you have any condensation. That's a big problem. That means you need new windows. So don't tinker with the furnace. Your furnace is probably fine. The windows are what you should check if you're cranking up that heat and it just doesn't seem like it's working, because the windows that you probably have, they're not as high quality. They're not as energy efficient. Window Select's been number one in the game when it comes to that. They back it all with their double lifetime warranty as well. 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. I think a word we've said a lot today is concern, worry. What do we fear? Aaron Rodgers, cool as a cucumber when it comes to facing the LA Rams. We'll hear a little bit from him, more from you next.
It's Aaron Rodgers versus Jared Goff in the divisional round of the playoffs.
Concerning, yeah, but that's 2020, 2021. That is this football season for you, not only for us, but the entire National Football League, college, high school, at any level. You never really know, and that's why this virus has been so dangerous and so deadly.
That's Billy Turner, left guard, left tackle, he's all over. The offensive line, Packers will need him. He was asked about what happened to the Packers this week. They signed Jared Valdir from the Colts. Big story with Jared Valdir, he's going to be the first guy to ever play for two different teams in the playoffs. Cool. And then he practiced and he was in some meetings, and then we found out he tested positive for COVID. Panic. It seems as if the Packers did not have anybody that was in close contact. They're wearing those monitors, so they can, like, tell, and then they've done tests, and so far, so good. We'll get another round of testing today. We'll get another round of testing tomorrow. Hopefully, everything's good there. Aaron Rodgers last week told the team, don't get COVID. That was his message to the team, don't get COVID. Now, we haven't heard from Rodgers since the Valdir news came out, so I can't have him answer that concern for you. I've been swatting away concerns this morning. I feel pretty good about the Packers beating the Rams. Horvat, I think, just... Horvat's in a tough spot right now in his life.
Yeah, it sucks.
His life's terrible.
Yeah.
His son was already being homeschooled, which I know a lot of you are going through, and it's very hard and challenging, but yeah, now his son can't move.
Yeah.
Like, my 17-month-old son could beat your son in a race right now.
Well, yeah.
Because your son is immobile.
Yeah.
And that is awful, and I... feel for you and feel for him.
He did stand up yesterday, though.
Oh, good.
Like, he has to keep his balance and keep his leg up. But that was good. He's getting, it's kind of funny, he's getting a little chubby.
Ah.
Because he's been in this chair now for like 10 days, and this kid just moves around. Like, I mean, if you have a 7-year-old at home, you know how it is. It's like, he doesn't sit still.
And then
still.
We here thought we'd do a nice thing, and we sent him like a bouquet of candy.
Yeah, yeah. I thought this was going to be my year. Next year, though.
2022.
Yep.
Will be
Ryan Horvat.
Ryan Horvat.
Padres baseball.
Imagine being Horvat. 2021, we're going to turn the page. It's going to be a great year. Right away, your son breaks
somebody
his
texted
femur.
Me, somebody texted me, big things coming, and I thought that meant for me. Just for everybody else.
You wake up at 3:30 in the morning if you even fall asleep.
I'm kidding. Everything's great. Life's great. Let's talk some Packers
football. You do a show with my name on it.
Let's talk some Packers football. I am a little worried about this game. You know, man, I'm worried because every year I'm overly confident. Last year I was more confident than anybody. And even after the loss to San Francisco in the regular season, I said, well, that was the regular season. I've had months to prepare. It's Aaron Rodgers taking on Jimmy Garoppolo. That defense is good, but Rodgers is finally going to beat a top five defense. He's finally going to beat the top defense in the league in the playoffs. This is going to be the year. And I was wrong, and I had to shave my head, and I was mocked, and I was embarrassed, and I was hurt. I was hurt. It takes me a couple weeks to get over a Packers playoff loss. Regular season loss, the good thing is you got 6 days, and then you're over it because you're playing again. Playoff losses, man, you got the whole offseason. Last year, I said, well, okay, you know what? This is a really good 13-3 team. Luckily, the draft is right around the corner, and this is the deepest wide receiver draft ever. There's some defensive linemen I like out of the SEC. There's Patrick Queen, who, you know, I know Pro Football Focus doesn't have him rated as their top linebacker, and Eric Edholm just said he could have a rough weekend, but still, I think he'll end up being an all-pro inside linebacker. I said, you know what? I'm not going to dwell on this one too long because the draft is right around the corner. They're going to get Rodgers some help, and the offense is going to click next year. Now, I was right about the offense clicking this year. I was wrong about getting Rodgers any help, though. So
well,
I need
they got,
this.
They got him more help by motivating him.
I need this. What I need is I need a little bit more G-force this morning. I need some more positive phone calls, 414-799-1250. And I need some positive thoughts. I'm a little worried about this one. But then again, it's not only just because I've had a crappy couple weeks either. I've been talking about this Rams team now for 2 months. That this is the team that I
well,
did
yeah,
not want to see.
Well, yeah, me too, but then they all got hurt.
You guys all don't want – everybody's talking about Tampa Bay, the Saints, and I said I don't want to see the Rams. There's just something about this team. And there's just – they're giving me these New York Giants NASCAR pass rush vibes where they're going to have to be the Road Warriors. If they're going to make it to the Super Bowl, every game that they're going to win is going to have to be on the road. You know, like, I remember that year. Everybody's like, it's Eli Manning, man. It's Eli Manning. I'm like, yeah, but it's that defense.
Okay, well,
it's
Rodgers,
Brandon Jacobs.
This is good because Rodgers, who is driving around, and if he wants to call in,
please do,
because we know you're listening. If you want to do that, Rodgers, you can. I have some audio of you earlier in the week, but if you'd like to call in instead, you do have our hotline number because you do listen and enjoy the program. Rodgers addressed a lot of these things. First up, let's hear Aaron Rodgers. He was asked about 2011. Facing that Giants team. They were the one seed. The Super Bowl was going to come through Green Bay, and they lost to the Giants. So, Aaron, again, we're going to play you. If you want to call in, you can do that too. Here's Aaron.
Well, that game was such an anomaly, I feel like, Tom. You know, so many things happened that day that just hadn't really happened throughout the season. Johnny fumbled. We had Greg open on a touchdown, and the ball got knocked in my hands. They had Hail Mary at the end of the first half after trying to run the clock out and doing a little toss sweep to the left where Ahmad, you know, cut way back on the right side and put him in position to even have the opportunity to throw the Hail Mary. So that's such an anomaly game. I think we were a little shell-shocked at halftime there, thinking we were going in down one score and going in down two scores. Just didn't really recover. And obviously they went on to win the Super Bowl. They got hot at the right time and finished off that season the right way. You know, it is often the teams that get the hottest that win in the playoffs. We're coming off, obviously, a big winning streak. The Rams had an important play-in game in Week 17. We had a game with a lot to play for, the one seed as well. So they went to Seattle, played a familiar opponent, played really, really well. And, you know, they're coming in with the confidence that they should have. And we're coming in with the confidence as well as the season that we've had and what we believe we're capable of. And then, like I mentioned earlier, it just comes down to execution at that point. You know, in those upsets, we were on the good side. We definitely got off to a decent start. And then, you know, we were very good in situational offense, touchdowns in the red zone, and really good on third down.
So Aaron Rodgers talking about the Giants game, it was an anomaly. I guess that's what I worry about because it's football.
Why did they bring that game up? Now you're really making me nervous.
Everyone's been bringing that game up.
But why that one?
Because they're at home in the divisional round.
Yeah, and this dead Giants
team.
Wait,
what? Hold on.
Reminds me of this Rams team. What?
Todd's flagging me down.
Yeah, he had a phone call. Somebody...
Hold on.
Well,
What's going on?
Are you leaving?
What?
Tell him to call back. What? What happened? What happened?
I'm Bart. That's Horvat. We have a producer, Todd.
Toad, yeah. What happened?
I said, Aaron, if you're listening, call in.
Well, he thought...
He called in!
Yeah, Rogers called the show. But he...
And he didn't think it was real!
Well, you know what the idiot did? The idiot told him we're not doing trivia at 9:30 this morning. Paul wasn't available. So there's no trivia. So Rogers said that's the only reason I listen. You think I want to hear these guys' takes? No, I want to hear Horvat just
destroy
the competition.
Well, why didn't he put him on the air? Aaron Rodgers just called us.
Can we fire him? Can we talk about it off the air?
My God.
Maybe go to breakfast. I'll buy you some Taco Bell. We'll try the gordita omelet.
That is a simple mistake. Did he give you his number? No, he's shaking his head.
No. He said I could effort Brett Hundley, but I can't get Rodgers back on. We're good, dude. We don't need Hundley. I don't like hearing Rodgers bring that game up, man. I'm telling you, I have vibes. I got bad vibes.
But the only reason you have vibes...
No, it's not because I'm having a crappy month.
No, the only reason you have vibes is because they're at home now in a divisional game.
Oh, if they were on the road, I wouldn't... Oh.
But they're never... We haven't had this experience.
We had it last year, though, against the Seahawks.
Oh. So then why are we worried about it now?
Because I wasn't worried.
You're right.
Because
we had a divisional game at home last year.
Yeah.
So why is everybody bringing up the Giants game?
Rodgers against a top defense, as much as I love Aaron.
Because they're the one seed, maybe. It's different because they know if they win, they're assured an NFC championship game at home.
Because they have the best defensive player on the planet.
This game was 10 years ago.
Two of them.
There's two people on that team since. Rodgers and Crosby.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't compare a game in 2020 where the sport looks different than it did 10 years ago. Go back and watch. I bet you there's 7 hits in that game that would get flagged today.
I mean, the Rams...
The sport's different.
The Rams' defense this year reminds me of San Fran's last year. Reminds me of that Giants. In fact, this Rams' defense is much better than that Giants' defense. They're allowing only 190 passing yards per game. They've only given up 17 touchdown receptions. They only give up 3 yards per carry on the ground, and they don't give up 100 yards per game. They only give up 91. That's why this team scares me defensively. I don't care about Jared Goff. And Sean McVay is going to find ways to put points on the board. I don't care who you and I could start at quarterback for this team.
All right, you're worried about last year. I know the Packers got run all over them, and it was Matt LaFleur against one of his buddies.
I'm worried about the last 2 decades, man.
Kyle Shanahan, Aaron Rodgers, and we don't have him live since he did call in, and Todd forgot to... Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I know. Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers did talk about, you know, LaFleur is facing a friend. He knows McVay very well. Last time he faced a friend like this in Shanahan in the playoffs, he got destroyed. His thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, it doesn't matter who you're playing. If there's a connection back to that team, there's always a little something extra. I think that, you know, whether it's Big Dog playing against Jacksonville, we really wanted to get him a touch, or former guys playing against their, you know, our guys playing against their former teams, there's always just a little something extra. And there's bits of motivation or inspiration you can pull from, you know, whatever slights or former places of residence or employment. I mean, there's always those things, I think, involved at some level. But yeah, Matt's obviously worked with Sean and worked with Mike Vrabel and Kyle Shanahan, Saleh. I think he was in Saleh's wedding, or Saleh was in his wedding or something. So there's a little bit of that incestuous nature, I think, to the coaching world in general. There's so many connections between these guys, and a lot of guys, you know, keep getting jobs because of, you know, it's a who you know business, really. And talent is obviously important, but also the relationships are so important when you're building the staff. So that all goes into it. I feel like Matt does a good job being, you know, consistent each week. Doesn't mean he doesn't want to, you know, beat this guy or that guy maybe a tad bit more, but I feel like that's kind of human nature.
Got a tweet from Zach. He says, at Wings Things, can we please not be so negative on the Packers the day before a game? What a SE drive, he swore. Going to work, listening to Horvat rehash our playoff losses. Bad, bad vibes coming from you guys. Look, you guys got to understand. First of all, I think Horvat's in a bad spot right now.
You guys all need to relax, because last year I was being called a homer and everybody was calling me crazy because I picked them against the Niners. True or false? You and I were the only...
I also think, guys, just between you and me, Zach, I think Horvat's playing it up a little bit for the radio.
No, I'm really not.
I think you are.
Honestly, I wish I was that guy.
You know, I think you're like, I'm worried. Give me a call.
Have I ever played anything up for the radio?
No, and that's why this is so startling to me, and I'm not used to it.
That I'm nervous about a playoff game?
Yes, I think you're just... You know, obviously the Packers are going to win.
You know what makes me a little bit nervous?
What?
Todd, can you get the damn phone, man? I've done this for 4 years now. Okay? It's got to be my time soon. So you know what drives me nuts a little bit?
See, I told you.
You know what you know what scares me?
What?
So last year against San Francisco, right? You lose that game. You lose the NFC Championship game. It sucks. I'm depressed for 6 months. And then the season starts over again, and I'm watching Aaron Rodgers at training camp. I guess why I'm so nervous this year, and I'll be nervous next year, is because now I see the end of the tunnel for Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay.
Yeah,
and I'm not
so
ready to start
Aaron
over.
Rodgers, and it turned him into an MVP.
He has a lot better of a life than I do, or even if he does lose this game on Saturday, he goes
home. He doesn't
know
the joy
he's
of
got
marriage.
Millions.
He doesn't know the joy of fatherhood. Don't assume he's got a better life than you.
He can nap when he goes home.
That's true.
You can nap when you go home.
I have a better life than you.
Yes.
Big time.
The time to make the donuts guy has a better life than me, and he never goes home because he's always making the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. That's what worries me, though. I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. If they go down, man, there's no guarantee Aaron's even back next year, even though he's going to be the MVP. And then it's like, well, what if they're no good next year? Or what if they're good but they're not great?
What are we talking about any of next year for?
You asked me why I'm being like this, and that's it.
Just think of this one game. I'm not thinking about the draft. You don't need to think about next year. Just look at this one game. Look at this one game. You're a smart guy.
How everything's turned here at the Fan. All of a sudden, everybody's picking the Packers, and I'm nervous. I'm picking them to win this game. I'm nervous about it.
Well, then relax.
Special teams sucks. Anytime Rodgers faces a top defense, we see what happens. He struggles, he gets hit, and then he's on the sideline moping by himself. It's like the one knock I have on the guy. I don't want to see that. You're right. They're going to roll. They're going to win. They're going to win by two scores.
Yeah,
give me some
G4s.
Let me get the phone because I don't know where Todd even went.
So obvious. Mike Clemens.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services.
Every play matters. It's ramped up even more. Win or go home. You don't want to be on the side of going home. Just execute, you know. Every play matters, and play every play like it's your life.
We're trying to preview this Packers-Rams game. That's Aaron Jones, what he's learned. You know, I've been pretty low on the Rams because they're hurt. We're going to get a Rams side of this. What we're going to do at 9:15 is go behind enemy lines at 9:15.
And I got a real beat writer this time because last time we had Todd book our guest, it was terrible. He thought Adrian Peterson was still in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think this is our first beat writer since week two.
Well, I only care about like the good matchups. Like, what do I need somebody from Carolina to come out and tell me that Teddy Bridgewater is going to throw picks?
Yeah. Horvat and I have decided, I don't know if we've talked about this on air, but we do off, is that what are these people going to tell us that we don't know?
Yeah, we watch every game.
Yeah, we're smart.
I watch, and I'm such a loser that I watch, like, I do the condensed versions and watch every single game, too. Like, you want to know anything about the Jets, I got you covered, bro.
You know how they joked about playoff P, Paul George, in the playoffs? He was bad.
Yeah, pandemic P.
We're getting playoff Horvat today. Regular season Horvat's positive. Playoff Horvat's a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what's crazy is if they win this game, I'll feel great next week going into the NFC title game.
What's crazy is if they win this game, I will feel like a nervous wreck.
Regardless of if it's the Saints or Tampa Bay?
I can just envision the Saints breathing the air in the white jerseys.
No, you know what? Yeah. The Saints.
Drew Brees running down the field. Sean Payton.
Yeah. So we're going to give our picks in the 9 a.m. hour. I'm going to give a spoiler alert and say I'm picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win that game. I think that they do. I just think it's going to be hard to beat them three times this year. But put it this way. Like, if we see Tampa Bay again, I think Green Bay beats them. If they see the Saints again, that's what's going to make... Then I am going to be a nervous wreck.
I think I am worried about the Saints.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the Saints than Tampa Bay.
I'd be more worried about Tampa this weekend than next weekend.
Even though they're pass
rush. Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But I think I... Why is it that I just envision... Like, when PJ Fleck got hired,
I just envisioned him running down the field with the axe. Mm-hmm. And then it happened. Mm-hmm. Now I envision the Saints team.
Well, don't envision that, because I don't, if that happens.
I don't want to.
Can't let that happen.
Steve's in Brookfield. Steve, 799-1250. What's up?
How you doing, guys?
We're good. We're just talking it out here on a Friday morning, everybody.
This is my last chance I could talk to. I got to say, you don't have to worry about the Saints or Tampa Bay, because you're going to be watching that game. You're not going to even be playing in it, so you don't have to worry about that part of it.
Well, anyway, what do you mean? What are you saying?
In other words, I'm saying you're going to lose this weekend anyway. So never, never, never. I've learned a long time ago, don't ever look ahead, because ahead might not ever get there. Just like Pittsburgh, they looked ahead, and now they're watching football this weekend. Anything
Good
can
point.
Happen. I've learned that a long time.
All
somebody's
right,
getting
fair.
Knocked out. I've always said someone's going to get knocked out this weekend, and I think Rodgers, if Rodgers doesn't win in the situation that he's in right now, and the next week, let's say, if they do pull it off, they're not going to the Super Bowl ever again with Rodgers. They might have to start Love right now and get something really good for Rodgers in some trades, because this is like your best chance scenario. You get the home field. There's no excuses. The only thing I hope that happens in this game is I don't want a ref call make a decision. I just want, if you win, you win. If you
Damn
lose,
it. That
wasn't
you
even
lose. In my I mean, mind yet. Now you put it in my mind, Steve. I'm already nervous, man. You're not making me feel better.
It can easily happen. I think the ball control is going to be the main thing. Nobody realizes the Rams can run with Akers. They can. And I've said all along, with Whitworth back, keep Rodgers on the bench as long as you can. I heard someone say maybe if the game's in the 20s, they could win the game. Well, you know what? I hope it's in the 20s, because the Rams can win when the game's in the 20s. If it gets to the 30s, highly unlikely. Mm-hmm. They've only let one team score in the 30s against the Rams, and that was on the last play of the game. Everybody else has been in the 20s. Everybody. And I believe the Packers have scored like 13 times 30 points this year in the 30s.
Yeah.
So I don't see it going that high. I just don't. And I think the Rams, that defense, I know people say, well, you know, they beat this team, they beat that team. We can all talk before the game. You can only talk before the game, because after the game, someone's going to be really gutsy. They're going to really let you have it if they win. And I'm a Rams fan, obviously. You're a Packers fan. I hear it. I hear it on both ends. But I think you got to stop Devontae, because Rodgers is going to get some yardage. But Goff doesn't have to throw the ball 40 yards. All he has to do is just keep moving the chain. And with Robert Woods and Kupp, and remember my name called Higbee, too. He might be a factor in this game, too.
Tyler Higbee ain't doing anything.
Oh, don't. What are you doing? Well, yes, he is.
I've been waiting for Tyler Higbee in DraftKings to do something for the last 7 weeks.
You are just.
That
just
clown goes
no,
2 for 9.
I'm with you, Steve. I'm with you.
You know what, Steve? I'm going to let you go. I love you. You're a great man, but I got to let you go, because I'm tired of hearing about the Rams.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Rams.
Not this game. The Packers are going to win this game. Why are we even doing this?
Let me tell you a little bit more about the Rams and why I'm nervous about the defense, because all I hear is Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. Well, Leonard Floyd had 10.5 sacks this year. They got a rookie 6th-round safety named Jordan Fuller, who's pretty damn good making plays. Morgan Fox, defensive lineman, had a career-high 6 sacks this season. I'm telling you, there's more guys than just Aaron Donald that are able to make plays on the defensive side of the ball. And don't say Tyler Higbee's not going to have a big day. Every tight end has a big day against Green Bay. Every tight end.
He hasn't done anything.
Every tight end. 45-year-old Rob Gronkowski. It's funny. Rob Gronkowski's like 10 years younger than
Honestly,
me.
Honestly,
in
not,
NFL years, he's old, though.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I might go home. I can't do another hour on this.
I got it.
We got a
I'll
Rams
see you. I'll
guest
see you
at
Monday.
9:15.
Yes. His
I'm
name's Cam.
Tired of talking about the Rams. They're not beating us. I don't want to hear. No, Todd!
Jeepers. Cart 3.
Todd! Thank you.
That is a good song, though. It's catchy.
Mike's in Pewaukee.
Hey, I got off work today. That's some good news.
That's great news. How'd you do that?
Well, it's my birthday on Sunday, so I took this day off like 4 months ago when I got my new allotment of vacation. So, yeah.
You took off 2 days before your birthday?
What? What's that?
Well, good for you. You took off 2 days before your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, I should have taken off Monday because my son has off school Monday, and I could have hung out with him. But oh well. You guys sound like you're both about. Well, you have lost it, both of you. And I just got to say, I think this Todd dude is fictional because I call and Ryan answered the phone. I mean, Todd with three D's is a fictional character that you guys have invented. I don't believe he exists.
No, he's very, unfortunately, I wish that he didn't exist.
Yeah, I wish.
I answer the calls because he just never is anywhere to be found. I don't know where he goes.
Well, he should be fired then.
I agree.
Well, but we don't have anybody better.
Okay, well, I'd work for you guys.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Deal. You're hired.
For free?
I can't work for free, though, unfortunately.
You're hired.
Hey, here's the thing. First of all, I just want to – this will get your mind off the Packers for a second. I just want to say the Brewers suck, and their season is going to suck.
In a weird twist of fate.
Bart's giving them a free pass for some reason this year.
I'm giving them a free pass because of COVID financially. And also, no one in the NL Central wants to be good.
Yeah, the Cubs are butchering their team.
I beg to differ with you. I beg to differ with you on the NL Central. No.
Maybe the Reds.
No.
The Cardinals will win the division.
Hey, even the Pirates might contend this year.
They just traded like Josh Bell.
Well, let's get Joe Block on. Get his thoughts.
So what? Okay, let me just tell you my thing about the Packers. I usually right before game time is when I can tell you if the Packers are going to win or lose. I
agree.
I don't know why.
No, I agree with that.
It's because I get too emotional thinking too far ahead. Well, today I'm sitting here thinking the Packers are going to hit on all cylinders. I'm not saying they're going to steamroll the Rams, but I think they're going to beat them. I think Aaron Rodgers wants this. And I think he's almost going to will them to win. It's the next week I think they're going to lose. NFC Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Packers. Yeah, I agree with you.
I
think the Packers are losing next week.
I think they are. I think because if they play the Saints.
And they're going to lose to the stupid Saints with stupid Drew Brees.
Or the Buccaneers. But you know what?
And Taysom Hill is going to be the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. Here's the thing that sucks about it, okay? Because the Packers are a better team. The only problem is I really believe that they don't have someone to complement Devontae Adams. That is their biggest hiccup in this team.
Well, that's what I've been complaining about all year, but I was told
The three of us have.
Offense.
The three of us have. If you didn't have to worry about if MVS is wide open – and whether or not he's going to catch the pass that's coming his way, if you didn't have to worry about that, none of us would be worried right now. Now, yeah, they have a pretty damn good pass rush. I will give you that. So it's going to be hard to keep Aaron Rodgers upright, but I think they're going to find a way. I think this offensive line is on a mission to prove something, especially with Bakhtiari out. I mean, they've been playing really well without him. And I just think they're going to win this week, and they might win next week too. I do think that the Packers. Let me just end with this, if you wouldn't mind. I said about 2 years ago when the Bucks and the Brewers were almost there, almost once again with both those teams. The Packers at least have been there, and I was thinking to myself, because you know on all the different sports shows you guys have, I don't know if you guys did this subject or not. Who's going to win a championship first, the Bucks, the Brewers, or the Packers? And I was.
Oh, everyone does that every day, yeah.
Well, but I remember specifically, though, because the Bucks and the Brewers had not been in a position to do it. Well, now they have been, and they still aren't able to do it. And now I'm starting to think again that it is, because I said the Bucks or the Brewers were going to do it before the Packers, and now I'm firmly convinced that the Packers might do it again before the Bucks or the Brewers, which is pathetic. But the Packers do have, we all know, a winning tradition. That's why they call it Title Town. They don't call it Milwaukee Title Town. They call it almost getting there and getting your, you know, heart ripped out and thrown through a trash compactor and lit on fire and then.
That's a long name for a town.
Yes, and put it back in your chest again, and then see how you feel for the next year until they play again and do the same thing all over, and then stomp on your heart again. That's the name. That's
Mike. You know what I'm going to do right now, Mike?
What?
I'm filling out. We have when we need something technically done around here, we have to. It's a big chain of command process. So I'm filling out what we call a ticket because I'm in one room, Horvat's in another, and we do have another like closet room where Todd sits. I'm going to have them install a microphone in that room so that he can speak when people question his if he's real or not.
Yeah. Okay.
So you'll hear from Todd soon.
All right. Well, hey, you guys, let's all celebrate Monday when the Packers win tomorrow. Okay. I'll call you guys on Monday, and it'll be a different tone. And then maybe the following Monday is when we could all be in mourning.
Well, have a good birthday, Mike.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Go Pack.
Yeah, go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go. Nobody's really making me feel any better. Yeah, hey, we'll win this week, but then we'll lose next week.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel any better, man.
But I feel good about it. Well, we'll worry about that next week.
No, you know what? I changed my mind anyway. I'm being way too – I'm too nervous. You're right. Can we start the next hour with some G-Force?
Absolutely. Okay. That and you guys coming up here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Join former Packer running back Gary Ellerson and myself coming up Saturday afternoon after the Packers take on the Rams. We'll take your calls immediately following the game.
That's the Green and Gold postgame show right here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
When the idea of divorce becomes a reality, you need someone on your side. If you are a man in this situation, you should consider contacting Cordell and Cordell, who has helped men navigate complex family legal issues for 30 years. Visit us at CordellCordell.com to learn more.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Milwaukee attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com, 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202. Get in the
zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Some fuel system cleaner could help. It cleans your entire fuel system to help improve your fuel economy. Right now, you can get Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $4.99. Plus a $1 bonus reward if you're an AutoZone Rewards member. Not a member? We can sign you up fast right here in store or on AutoZone.com. Getting the job done just got easier. Terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Help! I keep getting dinged. Every month this happens. See, I got dinged here. Ding, ding.
Dang! You did get dinged.
Every time I turn around, there's a new ding. What can I do?
You need a clear checking account from UW Credit Union. With no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, and free ATMs, you'll never get dinged again.
The dang dings are done?
The ding, dang, dings are done. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Terms and conditions apply.
We might be watching the games at home this season, but even a garage or man cave tailgate goes better with your favorite beverage from Otto's Wine and Spirits. Since 1945, the largest selection of hard-to-find liquors and the finest wines and beer at the lowest prices. Otto's Wine experts can quarterback your next game-watching experience, no matter where it is. And unlike some of those other items people can't find, you won't find empty shelves at any of their 7 employee-owned locations. Otto's Wine and Spirits.com.
You know, the weather outside is frightful. Well, you know what that means. Holidays are right around the corner. This is Jason New, owner of Soul Boxer Cocktail Company. We are a proud Wisconsin-based company that understands the importance of our families and the memories of everyone getting together for some holiday cheer. And a big part of that is the perfect old-fashioned, made with quality ingredients to create a classic cocktail. You can find us anywhere that you shop for your wine and spirits. To find out more, go to soulboxer.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.